You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hello.
What's good?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're going to be taping. I got to adjust. You know what I mean?
What happens to you when you're home? Is there like, is there eucalyptus being released in your apartment? Your energy is so different, bro, when you're home versus when you're not home.
We're just vaporizing that kush. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, for real, if you told me there was just straight gas coming through there, being burned behind you, I believe it. Look who's in
everybody,
the
everybody, Eric, Amelia, Thomas, Lopez. Amelia. Y'all doing,
let's go.
Crimson Pizza said, y'all doing the Gringo Show live as well? This is the Gringo Show, I guess, now.
Should we just call it the Gringo Show? Bodega background, you know how we do? We're back in America, you feel me?
That's right. What a nice surprise. Joe Whitlock back again. That's right. What's good?
I mean, we're different, so we're like, here again, you know?
Andres Lopez says, first time watching, guys. Got direct here from Twitter. All right.
Bruh.
Love to see it.
Let's go.
Welcome, Andres. Hit the subscribe button. That's usually what, you know, people do when they, their first time here. You know, it's just a, it's
also,
just
we
the
got,
polite thing to do.
We got D. Stu says, Fishtown FC hoodie for the win. Yeah, Christian, you kind of ruined it, buddy.
What did I
we
ruin?
We reveal that in a video that's coming out in a week.
Still gonna be, but there's still other stuff in there. But
you son of a bitch! I didn't notice that until right now.
Shout out
continuity, Christian's thing.
You have a T-shirt. We've repped Fishtown before. It's nothing new.
Anyway, whatever. We have a series coming out. You should check out where we surprise people with something like what Christian's wearing right now. You know,
let's
just
go.
Absolutely ruining it.
Ruining.
Like I did that word. Thomas 19064 says, my wife is getting me Wawa for lunch as we speak. You getting shorties, my G? What you doing? You doing turkey?
Your shorties getting you a shorty? Nice.
Damn.
Wow.
That's where the name came from, bro.
Must be nice, okay? Trying to get like you, my boy. All right?
That's why I call wifey lobster roll. You feel me? I'm like, what's up, lobster roll? I don't know. Whatever comes to your mind.
Oh, she loves it, too. It's great.
Yeah. She absolutely hates it. It's the abuse I receive after. Nestor Vias has signed up for the Patreon. Where's that OnlyFans link, my G? Yo, just watch your messages, you feel me? Thank you for everyone who signed up for Patreon.
You want a little preview? We'll put our feet on here if you want.
Yeah. Okay? No, not on the public. Save it for the Patreon. Yo, feet only on the Patreon, my G. Hell yeah, dude. We should do a show where we put a little, like, remember they used to put the face right here and do that shit back in the day? We should do that with our feet, and that's the whole show. It's just our feet talking.
Wow.
You all know, right. Like you make your toes do this?
I hope you love
the whole show.
I hope you got, everybody in here that's live, you get to witness the brainstorming capabilities of Alexis.
You know what I mean? I'm bringing it to the next level. Also, Thomas 19, Thomas said, and the shorty wife is Italian too. So an Italian shorty go out and get you an Italian shorty? Oh, damn.
Damn, bro. People are living out here. They got some great lives.
If Inception was written in New Jersey, bro, that's what it would have been.
Crimson Pizza said, you got to show one toe to entice the people, though. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, bro. Rip it off and hold it up.
All right. Everybody, again, thank you for joining us. If you the stress has made it overseas, and it is now
it's back. They shipped it back from the English show.
Joe Whitlock, I love now people. we're getting inside jokes, no pun intended, with what I'm about to say. But Joe Whitlock just said, Christian gonna yell to someone's butt. Hey, you gotta blame capitalism. Don't blame me. Okay, I gotta pay my rent somehow.
Also, we've asked you guys not to reveal what happens in a Patreon on the damn public streams. Okay.
So thank you. I don't even know. Is this going to make the beginning of the podcast? I have no idea. But if
100%. I'm the one who edits it. Shouts to us at Let Me See That Turf Toe. Ooh, damn. Stop talking soccer sexy to me,
bro. Honestly, with the alliteration makes it sound sexier. There's something. It's almost poetry.
That's just you, bro.
Nick Harris said USWNT settled suit against U.S. soccer. Yes, let's just like Prem show, this show will be very much interactive. So if there's anything you want us to talk about, put it in the chat, whether it's U.S. soccer legal proceedings or turf toe, as some people are interested in.
Hold on, we got DJ 31 said what up, que lo que, hey, we got a KLK
vamos, in the chat. Un dominicano acá, dime.
Right, de lo tuyo.
Crimson Pizza said stress data meet seduction toe.
Bro, we need a squeezable toe now for this show.
I love
it. By the way, the photo in the Slack of what we're going to talk about has been staring at me, and I feel really intimidated, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
So, okay, so let's properly start the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome. We are the Cooligans. This is our new American-based or North American-based soccer show where, you know, we have Prem show and we were doing the show on Fubo Sports, but there was sometimes some overlap and a bit confusion on, you know, as far as what subjects can make it into the show. And now we want to make sure that we are dedicating a lot of time to, you know, MLS, NWSL, USL, USL, the Women's USL League, everything. So we want to talk about it all. So if there's any subjects you want us to cover, please put it in the chat. We are here live. We will be on YouTube live, youtube.com/soccercooligans or elyoutube.com. Feel free to go
YouTube.
You know how to spell it, okay?
Come on. That's how if what you say my mom says it wrong? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're suggesting, bro?
So every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, we will be on here. So join us for the show. Always a really, really fun time. Okay.
Bro, from now on, we will be, if you're on the East Coast, we will be disrupting your lunch. If you're on the West Coast, we are disrupting your desayuno. Mm. You know what I mean? And if you're in the UK and you happen to be a fan of MLS and you're watching this one, yo, we are going to disrupt your comida. All right.
Okay, I hope we've captured. I thought you were gonna say like siesta or something like that, but that maybe that's
no,
earlier.
No. Yeah, that's Spain.
Okay.
Actually, I heard they stopped doing siestas.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, man. No more naps.
They're trying to get like us. Okay.
All right. Well, you want work? You want work 40 hours a week? And they're like, no. We're just gonna stop doing naps.
Yeah, no,
we're still gonna be inefficient in the afternoon.
Maternity leave? No, you better get back to work.
Yeah. All right? Yeah.
If you can have a baby, you can work.
Yeah. I mean, you had the baby already. What else you need? Also, we could use help in the mailroom. How old is this baby now?
I'm trying to understand when this baby going to be ready to work, okay?
And we get half off because they're not old enough to work.
Thomas 19064 said, tea time disruption. Oh, that works. I like that too.
Okay. All right, afternoon tea.
So yeah, there's a lot of we're gonna start with
Nestor said you ruined my morning here in California. Hey, we did it already. We did what we came to do.
So so I want to start real quick and just obviously thanking everybody for if you haven't seen our video of you know, all the updates and news for Cooligans, go it's you know, one of our videos on YouTube. Go find that. But just a reminder, we have moved over from the service that we were using for Gully Squad before. It was called Moon Clerk, and we moved over to Patreon. Pretty much about a third of you that are already in Gully Squad have already made the move. But if you are in Gully Squad and you are already supporting us, join Patreon. We will cancel. We will cancel your Moon Clerk account for you if you do not know how to do it. But as soon as we get the notification that that you join Patreon, we'll cancel it. So you won't get like double billed or anything like that. So please do that. There's no reason to not do it. You're already supporting us. You just got to sign up for Patreon.
In fact, if you're wondering, hey, how do I make that transition? How do I cancel my Moon Clerk and sign up for Patreon? You do that just by signing up for Patreon. As soon as we see the notification that you signed up, we cancel your your moon clerk. And like Christian said, you will not be double billed. They don't overlap. You won't even be charged an extra day. You might even get a day or two for free if you do it pretty quickly. So
exactly.
Hurry up.
Exactly.
Hurry up.
So patreon.com/soccercooligans. Go and join. If you haven't joined yet, please. We're already started. We've been putting up pre-show. So we film stuff before we go live. And you can kind of get to see behind the scenes the preparation process of us doing these things. So go check that out. And there's going to be a lot of exclusive videos and a bunch of other exclusive podcasts that you can get on there. Okay. Now that we sorted all of that out, let us begin today's show with probably one of my favorite photos I've ever seen. So if you guys,
by the way, I mean, if you are eating, I would suggest put down your knife, fork, or whatever food sandwich item you have.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down, swallow what you have in your mouth, right? Even if you're not eating, thank you for watching while you're doing that. And get a load of this. Start with the current photo. Can you do that?
Can I do that? Yes, I can do that. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this is Dax McCarty.
We know who this is.
Nashville,
we
know SC, who this is, right? The homie, Dax McCarty.
Can we call him a friend?
We can call him a friend because we gifted.
I still think he hates us. No. But we got him a wedding gift.
It was the Fruit Bowl, the Dax Fruit Bowl. If you haven't seen that whole saga, just on YouTube, look up Dax Fruit Bowl. And everything will make sense so you can know the backstory. But this is Dax McCarty, obviously a great player, an MLS veteran, started his career with FC Dallas, had an incredible time at New York Red Bulls, and now he's currently at Nashville SC. And he's excited about the MLS season starts on Sunday. We're all excited about it. So is Dax McCarty. So he posted his rookie year photo from FC Dallas.
Buckle your seatbelts. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. Because you think that as someone gets older, their looks will diminish. Well, I'm here to tell you, I think these are two different people. I don't think
so.
This is the same person.
This is Dax McCarty year one. Look at this. Look at this guy.
Whoa.
This
I
is...
think if you hit the right arrow button on your keyboard. Just the right, yeah. Oh. Or you could do that. Look at that. There's that guy. And now go back. That's him before. This is an official before photo. Like, what changed?
The glow up for Dax has been incredible. I'm really, for some reason, how old was Dax in this photo? Because he looks like, for some reason, Dax looks like he got taller or his neck
Thomas
extended.
Put mayo jar Dax. Yeah. It feels like the top of his head and the bottom of his head and the neck are now in an understanding.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Whereas before, I think they were fighting for dominance. You know?
Yeah, his ears and his neck really wanted to touch. You know what I mean?
Also, why is the MLS patch at his elbow? Am I missing something? I think the shoulders are playing tricks on me.
Yeah, look, and Dax was funny about it too. You know, he said, in the tweet, he's saying 2006 to 2022, 17 years later, I finally lost the extra weight I carried in around my neck. And
this is a man who is stressed.
and we've met Dax McCarty. We've met his whole family. Remember in Atlanta, I think we're at All-Star, it might have been at All-Star, yeah, that we met Dax. And we met his wife, who's the first tweet under here. And look how sweet. Look at this. She says, dated you then, married to you now. So
she invested. She got in early.
She got in early.
She's like, she bought Bitcoin when it was a dollar.
Okay, it paid on, and people are the tweets under it are pretty incredible as well. With this, look, Thomas in the comments with the gingers have souls. So this is great, and the redheaded kid that was used to be viral. A couple years ago.
Blurry for me, by the way. I don't know if you can fix that.
I can fix that for you. I got it.
But just looking at those photos, it is jarring to see the difference. But I mean, also, you know, I want to give all the credit to his wife, because this is clearly skin creams, you know, some type of guidance on why you don't need to do the same exercises as Mike Tyson, you know, like different support that he has. It feels almost like a woman's touch, you know, like. You gotta play to your strengths, buddy. Your neck is now a little smaller. She looks like a model. He looks like a little European model now.
I love you added the little there. What? little European model? He's a perfectly normal.
You know what I mean? That wasn't a height. That wasn't a height joke.
He's not even that short. He's not short by any means. He's like, how tall is that? He's like 5.
I wouldn't call him tall, but he's average. He's average height.
5'8", 5'9". But
he looks taller now that he doesn't have Juggernaut's helmet on.
But there's something. I mean, he went from just like Juggernaut. What was that noise?
But probably a motorcycle outside.
Okay. It sounded so strange. It sounded like a chair like that was screeching on the ground. Anyway. I was gonna say he looked like Juggernaut from X-Men, and then all of a sudden
I said that already.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
I said he had Juggernaut's helmet. Come on.
I didn't know you. I didn't think you knew anything about any of that.
Yeah, that's only because of the remember that viral video? Oh, this helmet's so tight. It was the Juggernaut. It was Juggernaut and his friends, if they were all from New York, and it was like a bunch of dudes from the Bronx who dubbed over X-Men cartoons. This went viral like in like 2010.
Every time
Juggernaut came in the room, he's like, hey, you know what it is? He would be like, I'm from 245th Street in Broadway. You can't play with me. And every time he came in the room, he was from higher. He was like, I'm from 748th Street in Broadway.
I did not expect X-Men references from Alexis Guerrero. It's impressive.
No. Again, viral video, dudes from the Bronx. That's the reference I'm making. Okay. Juggernaut was more of a vehicle for the art.
Right. But Dax looking like a swan now. He got that long, elongated neck.
If you look at his original photo, I would look at that now and be like, I think my guy's got a goiter problem. You know what I mean? There's a pituitary gland issue. Something is going on where my man is stressed in the neck region, you know?
I love that this comment from Thomas. He says, it's the perfect visual display of 2006 MLS versus 2022 MLS. Wholeheartedly agree. Yeah,
this wholeheartedly agree.
You see the improvement as the salary cap has increased. You know what I mean? This is the beginning of the salary cap to where we are now.
Let's start with the elementary school's photo day background. Picture day background.
100%.
To now, studio. My guy's in a studio.
The lighting.
Where back then, you know, they were just in a conference room. Of the local NFL team's offices.
So incredible stuff. And look, best of luck to Nashville this season, who had an incredible year, lost in the playoffs to the Philadelphia Union in a heartbreaking, I don't even know if it's heartbreaking, penalty shootout, because it was the heart.
Horrific.
The heart wasn't even... horrific is probably the right word because they didn't
it's more
make
record breaking than it is heartbreaking.
They did not make one penalty in that penalty shootout. But what are you gonna do?
That will cause you to adjust your expectations for the next season.
Dennis Higgins said Dax McCarty's wife is greater than Alexander Katai's wife. Yes, but the bar is wildly low for Alexander Katai's wife and Alexander Katai. If you don't know that whole story, it's a whole terrible thing. Anyway.
Crimson Pizza said Alexis is very familiar with that background. I sure am. And every time I look at Christian, I look down and I see Raisinets, you know? Shouts to going to the movies.
Sure. Well, if you don't, we took this photo in at a bodega.
That is not this. This is not that photo.
Oh, okay. Mention it. All right.
I stole this picture.
Thomas says Andre Blake. Andre Blake had a lot to do with Nashville's, comeuppance in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get to what the title is about. We have to talk about some of these incredible signings in Major League Soccer. The huge names, right? A lot of people make the complaint about, retirement league this and retirement league that. But I'll be honest, I'm excited about some of these, what quote unquote older players arriving to the league, like Shaqiri, Douglas Costa,
Insigne.
Even if it's for at least like the, let me see how these guys get cooked by MLS players. Even for that. If you could not get cooked, then I'm like, all right, they still got it. They good. But if they get cooked, I'm almost like a little bit happier. I'm like, oh,
you
yeah.
think they're going to get the Blaise Matuidi? The Blaise Matuidi, reaction?
Even
I think, here's the thing. I get that it's like a a negative that it's a retirement league, right? And even though that concept has sort of gone away a little bit, you know what I mean? It's become much more of a selling league. We're developing incredible young players. There's players right now that are training and trialing with European clubs that have never even stepped foot in MLS, but we developed in our academy. So these things are going away. But I do like that a part of the league is also these superstars that come in here that you never know. Like, I don't expect a lot from Douglas Costa. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not expecting a lot. I'm expecting a lot from Insigne. I'm expecting a lot from Shaqiri. I like that. I like the fact that we get to see these players play in our country. They're not of retirement age. Yeah, maybe Douglas Costa is a little bit up there, but Insigne is currently the captain of Napoli.
Douglas Costa is 31? 31 years old.
I thought he was older.
No.
Is he?
He's a young man.
Damn. He look older. You need to call Dax McCarty's wife and be like, what do I do? What do I do about my neck?
I need to look younger right here specifically.
Yeah. No, don't focus on the face. I'm fine there. It's the neck I got an issue with. I actually have no neck.
You have no neck? That's not true. You have quite the neck. Yeah, you have a visible neck. Yeah,
it's like this. Look at it. My neck is it. Put your hand to your neck. Like, you show your neck.
Oh, you mean that's not covered by beard?
No, this is the bottom of my chin.
Okay, I don't know.
This is my neck.
This is, yes, it's your neck.
Your neck is longer than mine. That's the point I'm trying to make.
And say that, bro.
Why don't you get this?
Bro, there's so many things on me that's longer than yours. Let's go. All right, bro.
Well, I try not to talk about our toes on here, dude. Also, yo, I'm Dax McCarty's before photo, and you're his current photo. Damn.
Damn. All right. Love it.
Oh, no. Am I the ugly one? Damn.
Okay. You, as far as what expectations, you know, for me, let's compare these three names, right? Shaqiri, Douglas Costa, and Insigne. Obviously, you know, who do we think has the best return there? I would say Insigne, but between Shaqiri and Costa.
Who's walking into the best team? Let's start there. Who's walking currently into the best situation, I will call it?
Good question.
Chicago?
Worst has to be Chicago. They haven't made the playoffs in several years.
You know what, though? I don't know, because Chicago has used the last season to, like, start to, like, retool. Whereas Toronto has had to do that in the offseason.
Sure, but new coach.
What, they get rid of 17 players? 17 players left? They brought in the best defender in the Canadian Premier League? I mean, no disrespect. I want no disrespect to the Canadian Premier League. I would love to come check a match out. I really, really do hope so. But come on. You know what I mean? What are we talking about here?
Better situation between Toronto and LA. That's a good question. Obviously, Greg Vanny.
LA immediately. You got Chicharito. You got Greg Vanny. You're in a better place. LA.
Yeah.
Douglas Costa is walking into a better situation. You got better players around you. Sebastian Letchet is a big loss, but I think you'll be fine. It's got to be between Toronto and Chicago as to who's in the biggest predicament.
Look, until Chicago turns things around, I'm going to have to say it's probably them. I don't know.
Yeah, but no Josie for Toronto. New coach. 17 players are gone.
Even while Josie was signed, there was no Josie because he was injured a lot. That's not.
Well,
they were
injured. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, what are we doing? What's this about?
What? Didn't he remember? He, like, didn't want to play for a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. That
wasn't he training back home?
There was a little tiff. I don't know.
There was a tiff.
Okay.
there was a tiff. TFC.
FC Neo Tokyo said Chicago is going to turn out to be the best, but you can't see it yet. Okay. We don't have the vision. Okay. That's the problem.
Damn. Why don't you give us an example? Why you suggest that?
Okay. But Neo Tokyo, please lay out the evidence that you have. The Dennis Higgin said Toronto is used to managing big names. Thomas says TFC has more of a track record. Yeah. Still, it's still a new coach. We still don't know if the Bob Bradley vibes are gonna, you know, gonna be cool. You know, sometimes it can be a little off-putting for some, but by all accounts, it looks like, you know, he's being very, very welcome in TFC. He just did an interview with on Football Americas with Sebastian Salazar and Herc Gomez, and they had a nice moment. Remember when Sebi, got basically mushed by Bob after
we were there. We were there
when he was
the
like
the first thing Sebi Salazar did after he told him to go F off, right? Or go screw.
I forget what was the exact quote. Maybe somebody in the chat remembers. But he essentially said, like,
he walked right up to us and he goes, "Yo, Bob Bradley just told me to go F myself," or whatever it was that he said. And we were like, "What?" And then we were both like, "By the way, we side with Bob Bradley. No offense, Sammy. We love you."
This was at the playoff game, the LAFC
El Tráfico
playoff game, and we were at. Okay, yeah. It was something about does Carlos Vela not show up in big games or something like that, even after they won the game?
And that's where I almost got arrested. Same game.
Right. Look, there's a lot of history. Okay, everybody.
Bro. Okay. Shouts to Manja Sandu hanging out with us talking MLS. I don't even know if you watch MLS out there.
Hope you do. Get started, you know?
Let us be your gateway drug to MLS. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're watching, hit that like button. Come on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Please do that. Okay. What else? Oh, Douglas Costa. So I'm excited to see Douglas Costa in Major League Soccer because I do think he still has a lot to offer. And the man has the swag, has the sauce. You know, if you look up Douglas Costa highlights, it is him just absolutely embarrassing fools in Champions League regularly. He's going to be going 1v1 on so many fullbacks. He's going to be banging in crosses probably to Chicharito. I think especially just him alone being there is going to change the team dynamically. And I think I'm very excited. Even this game, the first match for NYCFC, that's why I have the Galaxy kit up right there with an NYCFC. They play their first game. The home opener for Galaxy is against NYCFC. I'm excited to see this game and seeing how Douglas Costa is going to do. I think it's going to. I wonder who's going to mark him. I imagine it might be Tavon Gray. So that's going to be an interesting. That's going to be an interesting matchup.
Tavon, 20 years old. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one.
But according to, Alexis, Douglas Costa has the oldest neck in the game, okay?
I'm just saying he needs to fix the neck. You know, I wish I had one, but he has to fix his.
Douglas Costa is, DJ 31 said Costa just got to be his half Brazilian self. Is he half Brazilian and something else? I thought he was just
that's
Brazilian.
A great question.
I don't know.
Or maybe he just has to be half of his Brazilian self, is what he meant.
Okay, yeah, because I'm in place of birth, Sapucaí do Sul, Brazil. So
yeah, that's probably how it's pronounced.
Checks out. Okay. All right. Oh, so the other one. This is a question from Joe Willock. Said, bigger for Atlanta, bringing in Thiago Almada or keeping Miles Robinson. Look, I'm going to go with what I'm familiar with, and I know Miles Robinson is, going to be pretty much the future of the U.S. men's national team. So I would say that's probably the bigger kind of a move or whatever. We never talked about this, but Thiago Almada had a very rocky introduction to MLS because he got signed, but there was a long investigation. There was some sort of abuse or something happened. I don't know exactly. Everything essentially was dismissed. So, but then the other thing was that he played at Vélez Sarsfield, I believe, mm-hmm. and they apparently do some sort of like celebration. I guess this is at the club or in the city. I don't know. Please correct me if I don't know what I'm talking about, but I saw, these back and forth. They do that when they score a goal, they do like they pull their eyes, like their eyes back to look Asian. And they took a photo and the team posted it on their social media account, like excited about it.
How many mistakes in a row can you make? You know?
Just, and obviously, you know, as soon as the news of, you know, that Atlanta United was interested in signing him, a lot of fans were upset, absolutely just completely against it, especially after seeing that photo. It was a... so the response that I heard was that it's some sort of cultural thing that they do. And it's like, look, whether they, you know it's insensitive or not, it happened that clearly the team was aware and they support it. And maybe this is a thing that they do. But it puts, you know, I think fans in this like weird position, because it's like, they don't want to, you know, they don't want their club to support something like this and this kind of behavior. But then it's like, they're like, I don't know how much nuance there is to it, but it was a confusing and difficult thing where some fans were like, what, you know, stop complaining. And then some fans were like, you know, even Asian fans were like, this is gross, we shouldn't sign this guy. He from what I understood, he did apologize. But there's nobody can be happy. You can't make everyone happy in this situation. And not to say that he didn't do anything wrong and that the team didn't do anything wrong. But it is a strange thing, don't you think?
I think it's tough because it's hard for me not knowing what the cultural thing is. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know. But if it's got anything to do with an Asian person, yeah, you got to stop doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then you should probably, you know, an explanation is probably due.
Michael Raymond said, cultural racism, LOL. And then Dennis Higgins said, it's okay if it's systemic, which is, that's essentially, it's like, but the fact that the team, like, that, look, I don't know what the cultures are in, like, what culturally, what's like, you know, because some jokes are, let's say it's a joke or whatever. I'm not saying that this was a joke, but within jokes, some jokes might be funny in one country and then completely insensitive and offensive in one other country. And there are cultural differences, but
it's like that town in Spain that wears like the face cover, the shroud, and a cone hat,
okay,
to represent something Catholic, and everyone's like, "Let me tell you something. Y'all been doing this longer than some of the folks in our country have, but that doesn't necessarily represent Catholicism here, you know." So, like, this it doesn't feel like that. This feels like something else. But there are those moments where we look at it at a lens of what we know, and we say, well, that's offensive. How do you not know that's offensive? This feels like what could... I mean, wearing a cone on your head could be a million things, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you go back millions of years. This feels like it's only one thing.
Right.
The thing is, can we find out why?
Yeah, like, because look, the internet has made the world a lot smaller, right? So we at the very least, we got to hold Argentina to the standard of you can't pull your eyes back to try to be Asian. That is an American thing.
That is now a world thing.
It's not a world thing.
I think we found a way where America and China agree. You know? I think
we're shaking hands. We're on board. That can't happen. So look, he's a young kid. There's nothing that I would suggest to say, like, this is he's a horrible human being and should have no career in MLS. Clearly the team supported it by posting something like this. So there's an institutional problem, and that should be addressed. And you would hope that this response does things for, you know, everybody in world football, that this kind of behavior won't be tolerated. Because from a realistic standpoint, this is going to affect the bag, right? You want to transfer these players. You want to move them. You can't be posting wild shit like this and being like, all right.
Yeah, this is going to stop your ability to sell players.
Why can't – you don't want to transfer this player to Yokohama FC? What's the problem? We didn't do anything. Oh,
Changhao Shenzhen has a problem all of a sudden?
Wow, cancer culture coming for us again.
Wow. And by the way, to Joe Whitlock's point, he said Luis Suarez called people black and Spanish was cultural, right? Right? Look, we've talked about this. My grandmother called me that growing up. Like, there's a lot culturally that word doesn't mean. And by the way, she was black. But that word doesn't mean what it sounds like, but it's when you don't shake the dude's hand, you all of a sudden take away any of that nuance. You know what I mean?
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but now I'm just giving
I was trying to help you, bro.
I'm just giving you a lot of doubt. That's all I have.
Now I'm mad at my grandmother, bro.
I'm out here just doubting that you're not a racist. That's all.
Right, you know.
So the Andrew Johnson like calling Zelarayan Poco Chino. I don't know this. I've never heard him.
Which, by the way, my favorite water comes in the glass. Oh no, it's Topo Chico.
I've never heard that one. But you know, obviously, through different languages and different cultures, and like, yeah, there are things that might seem offensive in one language and totally accepted as completely normal. It's like in Spanish.
That's another word that people in my family get called. I get called that in my house.
What, Chino?
Not Poco. Yeah, Chino. I get called that all the time. But my great-great-grandfather was Chinese. So there are some features that some members of my family have that others don't. Let's just say, you know, Almeida's already got into it. I don't need to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. But for those of us who have that feature, we get called that within our family group. It doesn't, because of that, they're the feeling of whether this is insensitive kind of goes away when you hear your grandmother say it, you know what I mean? Just,
look, like anything, context is very, very important, but the...
Yeah, context? Yeah, dude. I mean, oh no, you said context.
But, you know, there's...
I can't even see the double cheek.
There's no cultural...
Steve Felix Palau just said it. That's... When my grandmother was alive, I got called... Chinito, I got called negro, I got called all of that. It was just like those words don't mean the same thing. I mean, they are defined that way, but they're not used that way.
Yeah, that's Dominicans.
Like, it's like the way I explain it is like if you said like homie here is okay. If homie in Germany was disrespectful to, let's say, homosexuals, then we would be kind of going through the same thing. Didn't derive from
if
that.
If we called homosexuals homies, I would love that so much. This is
that would be a beautiful thing.
Be absolutely beautiful. What a cool...
Bro, are you kidding me?
Me and my homies were just kissing. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, there's nothing... Bro. We just... What's a big deal?
Bro, let me tell you something. My homies are really friendly with each other, bro.
Love it. So, thank you for bringing up Almada, because we probably wouldn't have brought him up, but that was that was an interesting subject.
Almada.
Yeah. So, but you know, by all accounts, and it seems like he's gonna do great at Atlanta. Okay, somebody, Magic Sandy just said Ross Barkley just came through. Yeah, Nutmeg is here. What is he doing?
Yeah, remember we didn't have to deal with this when we were at OS. Look at this, interrupting the podcast / live YouTube stream because of the dog. This is why we need to get Christian out of the house. More of you need to join Gully Squad. The more of you that join Gully Squad, the faster we're going to be able to get in a studio, because this is ridiculous.
He was chewing my sneakers, my Nike sneakers, the like vapor knit ones. Oh, bro, you can't ruin those. Okay.
I get a dog trainer. One, so he doesn't bark during the show, and two, so he doesn't eat your shoes.
He's generally calm, but you know, this is the time he's trying
You're
to
making
get
excuses.
He's trying to get active.
He's never
bro.
Like this, they swear.
So so we mentioned Atlanta United. I did want to bring this up because Atlanta United just signed a new striker. You may have heard of this man. Dom Dwyer, who we've interviewed in the past, go listen to that podcast. If
Wait,
you have
what
not.
City is he from?
Whoa, I didn't see this.
Wow.
Hold up. Dude. Hold up.
Wow.
What city? This changes everything, bro.
I didn't even know there was like a field of them. Yeah,
I didn't know.
Wow. For those of you listening, I'm not making this up.
I didn't know there was a city in England based on what I enjoy. I'm kidding.
Just him and his homies.
This is Dom Dwyer. The new player for Atlanta United is from Cuckfield, England.
That's right. You heard correctly. Cuckfield, England. Wow. Back when you know, the Anglo-Saxons were storming onto this island and naming towns. I don't think they knew in the future what this term, who named this town? Just a dude who was not a jealous type.
Okay. You know, I'm not trying to restrain her from living her life. Okay. And from living her truth.
Bro, in fact, we should all be sharing, right? all of our trappings. You feel me?
Lou D in the chat saying, Cuckfield, stand up. Okay.
Kevin Poison, up the cucks.
Nick Red said, Cuckfield United FC.
We love you, Cuckfield.
We do.
We love you, Cuckfield. We do. We love you, Cuckfield.
We do. Oh, Cuckfield, we love you. That's Trevor Walter said, that's a lot of testicles. I mean, obstacles. So Dom Dwyer, I mean, we couldn't let that slide, obviously, but Dom Dwyer signing for
Into the DMs.
For Atlanta United, obviously, his last club was in Toronto. He didn't play too much over there, but he was obviously with Orlando City before that.
Crimson Pizza, I'm not reading your comment, but hilarious. Thomas said Dom's favorite NBA team is the Bulls.
Yes. Love it.
This show, week one of being independent, we are so close to being taken off most platforms. This has been absolutely amazing. For everyone who's listening and for everyone who's watching, we're so happy to be back.
So
this is exactly what the show is supposed to be.
We got to talk to Dom in Portland. Remember, he was at the MLS Cup final.
Yeah, he was at MLS Cup,
and we were chatting with him. We didn't know. We were asking him like, "Yo, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? Where are you going to end up?" He wasn't sure.
You were asking all that. I said, "Yo, you know Drake?" And he goes, "Yeah, I know Drake." And I go, "Awesome." That was the conversation I had with Dom Dwyer.
Man, okay, you said it that sultry as well.
100%.
I remember talking to him. I was talking to Jaleel Anibaba as well. He was a free agent.
They did a really dope video with Kaylin Carr about the Black Players Coalition. Players for Change Coalition.
Yeah. And it's always fun to talk to players in not like a professional environment where we're doing an interview or whatever, because it's just guys, they're just like us. They're like, hey, I don't know what my next gig is gonna be. I'm out here just looking for work. Bro,
we were all born and raised in Cuckfield, dude. Every one of us, my Jay.
Okay. So
if you're the mayor, you're the first family of Cuckfield. Okay. Oh, Tommy, she said Cuckfield's new signing is Christian Fuchs. I think we all know how to pronounce the last name.
That's a big family, and nobody knows who the dad is. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? We all, as a community, we gotta raise this kid.
It takes a village to bang my wife. Anyway.
I mean, raise a family.
Okay. It's a healthy environment. Okay.
They understand Almada because they're like, some of the things we do here don't translate so evenly across other cultures. Most of our seats are pillows, I think.
Lazode 22 said, good to have you guys back. Howdy from Austin, Texas. Shouts to you. Shouts to Austin. Hope Austin FC has a better year than they did last year. It was a rough inaugural season. What are you gonna do? This is why we started talking about Dom Dwyer. Him going to Atlanta, if you saw our interview with Dom Dwyer while he was in Orlando, we were talking a lot about the banter.
By the way,
what?
Hold on, while you're talking, Jean Willis, I translated what you said.
Oh yeah, there's a in Portuguese, there's something in Portuguese in the chat.
What did it say? I mean, I can't say it or else it'll be muted. But
is it bad? Is it very bad? You
know, let's say it's two body parts of a lady, and they're very close to each other.
Okay.
And they're both facing down.
All right. Thank you for your contribution.
That's all it says.
Okay. So, but Dom Dwyer going to Atlanta United, the response from Atlanta United fans has definitely been mixed.
Mixed Iskarud side with Atlanta.
But the fact,
where has he been,
bro? They needed a backup striker without a doubt. Especially it was, who was it that left? Adam John.
He was there from Atlanta United too.
Maybe two years ago, but they needed somebody. Dom needs to revitalize his career because I don't think so.
I think he needs to finish off strong.
I still think he has something in him. He's 11 years he's been in the league. He's not old. He did have a bad injury he was out with Orlando for a while. I think it was an ACL. And when he got back to Orlando, when Oscar Pareja was there, he really was playing his heart out. He really wanted to succeed there under a new coach. And I just don't think Pareja really saw him like in his future plans. And it's just that the last couple of years he hasn't been as like clinical in finishing the years when I think when he first went to Orlando and he was getting called up to the men's national team and for a second people were like, yo, this is going to be the future and whatever, but that did not last very long. I want to see him like just establish himself, and you know, Atlanta's an interesting choice because there is that back and forth. There's a lot of Atlanta United fans that do not like him, especially why he was at.
I mean, he was a part of their biggest rival. And by the way, Alec Khan did leave. He left for left for Cincinnati on a free transfer.
But he's not Alec Khan. Adam Jan. Alec Khan was the goalkeeper. Adam Jan was the striker.
No, he was gone before that.
He went to like USL somewhere, but I'm just saying.
The departures for them were Anton Walks, Mo Adams going to Miami, Anton Walks going to Charlotte, Josh Bauer going to Nashville, Ezequiel Barco going to River, Ben Lundgaard doesn't have a team, Ronaldo Hernandez went to Aberdeen, Eric Torres went to Orange County, Escobar went to LAFC, and obviously George Bello went to Armenia Banfield or yeah. Bielefeld.
Bielefeld. Yeah, this is it's an interesting. I think other MLS teams probably could have used Dom Dwyer more. It's interesting that one Atlanta, they've signed Orlando players before, right? They signed Justin Miram. Justin Miram went from Orlando to Atlanta.
Jeez, that's right.
And so that's not really the shock, but
but Dom Dwyer is the guy who loudly played against you and scored against you. It would be like Orlando signing Joseph Martinez.
Sure. Dom Dwyer also is like, he is a in your face kind of guy. He's the kind of guy he will foul the center back to try to get the ball. You know what I mean? He's a chippy of aggressive forward, which is why I think some Atlanta United fans, obviously, while he was on the opposing team, don't really like him. So it's interesting. I would love to see him succeed here if he can, because he's going to have a lot of doubters when he gets on the pitch for the first time.
Yeah, but you know what I like about him is his back to the goal. He's incredible at it.
I mean, look, he was great. The last couple of years, he has not been.
I mean, that's something that Joseph Martinez isn't very good with, his back to the goal. I'd love to see both of them play together.
I respectfully disagree, sir. Before his injury?
No, I think Justin Martinez is a turnaround. He's good at link-up play, but I think he's a putting pressure on the back line, playing off the shoulder type of striker. A back-to-goal, more of a Giroud type, even more of a poacher. That's Dom Dwyer.
Okay. Michael Raymond said, where else could he have signed? I could see Dom at like
Toronto would have been good.
I don't know, it didn't work out there. I don't think Bob Bradley wanted him there either, but
that's probably true as well.
I would say Dom Dwyer, I mean, I just gotta look at
all the damn teams because I know that there's too many.
I look, if you went to a new team like Charlotte, you take a Dom Dwyer. Why not?
It's for the training ground.
Worth the risk. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, I'm trying to like.
You let us know in the chat. Don't make Christian do all the work.
So I'm looking.
Do you think he goes?
Where would he have been a good fit? Houston? Even?
Houston would have been a great fit. Dallas, right? Who do they? They just got what's his name? Paul Ariola, right?
Yeah.
That link up would have been nice. Paul Ariola and Dom Dwyer. That would have been great.
Yeah, it's a couple teams I think he would have been all right at.
Minnesota has 19 forwards already. Why not add a 20th, you know?
Omar Ramirez said, do we know why Caden stayed at New York Red Bulls this season?
Paolo, by the way, Paolo said, not Minnesota for the love of God. God, I'm sorry.
Caden Clark, right? Or is that San Jose?
What are you talking about?
Okay, somebody asked, do we know why Caden stayed at New York Red Bulls this season? And then the answer, Nick Red said, because he's under contract at Leipzig, but nowhere near ready for the Bundesliga. Yeah, so that pretty much answers that
question. He is one of the big prospects, though, within that Red Bull system, but it just looks like he's going to go up that Red Bull ladder.
Yeah, it also...
I don't know why he doesn't go to Salzburg. I get that he's not ready for Leipzig, but go to Salzburg.
I can see that. It's interesting. I mean, Red Bulls really need him, I would say. Like, I feel like I'm like, you know, even whatever, you know, we're NYCFC fans and we work for the club or whatever, but there's a little bit of...
You're like, or whatever.
No, I'm just saying, it's just because sometimes people think our opinions are going to be very, very biased, and they sort of are, right. But, we try to be as impartial on this show. I thought it was an interesting that Sean Akira Davis went to Nashville, right? I think this is a big signal to what you know, the CBA and him leaving.
The idea of like free agency.
Yeah, he's I believe like 26, 27 years old, maybe 28, and he had the option to take more money with Red Bull and left to play for another MLS team. Maybe he just wanted something to do something new. Maybe he wanted just a different environment. But there's something. I feel like there's something going on with Red Bull with like either, I don't know if it's team chemistry or just the culture.
They're in a transition. They're getting out of that team that like we all kind of remembered as being like really strong with your Aaron Long towards the end of Dax's run there. You know, Sean Davis was definitely a part of that. That sort of Royer, that core that played extremely hard, but then just didn't get a chance to win that trophy, didn't get a chance to sort of, succeed at the level they wanted to. That core is done now. They brought in a new guy from Germany who's, apparently got, a really high, or is regarded pretty greatly. Gerhard Struber.
Struber, who I met.
Yeah, Gerhard Struber.
Actually, this is interesting, a little insider info, because a lot of people may not know this, but I was at the NYCFC Atlanta United game, the playoff game, and guess who's in the getting food at the Yankee Legends suite?
The mayor of Cuckfield, England. Is that who you're saying?
Good guess, but it was Gerhard Struber, who had just lost, lost in the playoffs the day before, or 2 days before. And I was like,
he wanted to see a team win, so he went to NYCFC.
I was like, hey, coach. And I'm sure he did not know who I was. And I was like, hey, how's it going, man? And he's like, hey, how's it going? We shook hands. And I said, it was the game against
Philly.
What
the hell are
you doing here? No, I wanted to say that, but I didn't say that. It was the game against Philly. Remember they lost in that last, last second goal from Glesnes. It was a miraculous fucking goal or whatever. And so that part, because I had just experienced that game, I was like, bro, what are you doing? Like,
be crying into a pillow, my G.
Because I was kind of crying for you. It was such a heartbreaking loss, right? And but I said, oh,
for the record, I was not. I was laughing. So.
I mean, as much as I'm an NYCFC fan, I'm not full of hatred towards Red Bull.
And neither am I. But still, that's your rival. I laugh when you lose. As they should laugh at when we lose, which we didn't last year.
But it's like
just the DJ31 who said NYCFC winning the chip broke them.
Are there
any Red Bull fans in the chat besides Nick? That gotta like burn, right? We never talked about NYCFC being here since 2015 and already winning MLS Cup when Rebels haven't. That's gotta. How's that? I mean, what does that do to the rivalry, right? I mean, you still have your 7-0.
Right.
We got a star above our crest.
And it's totally fair to bring it up. And also, even in, you know, this in 2021, NYCFC did not beat Red Bull either. I mean, they were the better team overall, even though like close calls here and there.
I wouldn't say the better team overall because only one team wins at the end.
Oh, I mean between the two overall, between the two, technically
still can't say that.
All right,
only
know.
One team wins
they,
at the end.
They won every. They, I mean, they did not lose any games. Put,
yeah, not my favorite thing. But that was like, I think if you look at the rivalry on paper, it's pretty much been all Red Bull. For the most part, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you look at it historically, Red Bull have had the upper hand in the rivalry.
Yeah. That's just something. Look, these games,
when it matters.
I was at all three derbies last year, and there's if you haven't been to one and whatever, if this is like, you got to be there, man. The games are just, they're different. They're chippy. They're sloppy. They're
Red Bull
angry.
Really wants to win.
Yeah. It's no matter what. MLS Cup, no MLS Cup, 7-0, no 7-0. Doesn't matter. These games, they have the heart and like vitriol of like a North London derby of like really, really classic ones, man.
I wouldn't go that far, but it certainly is.
No, I'm just saying, just the play in itself. There's something
it
there.
It means something to both
it
teams,
does, yeah.
For sure.
And I love to see that. Okay. Thomas said, oh, shit, Tom. Dom should go to the Red Bulls. It was in front of us the whole time. You know what? I also think after giving up a player...
Can I be honest with you? They need a striker.
After giving up, like, Brian White, which also kind of made no sense to
and he's killing
to
it
Vancouver,
in Vancouver.
And he's doing great. Why get rid of him? I there's something up. Realistically, Red Bulls should be better than they are. They're 100% like underachieving, and it's a little bit.
Look what Nick Red said. Alexis is right. I trade all those head-to-head wins for that damn trophy. It's very clearly, and I'm not even joking. I'm not making fun of Rebels. If we're just talking about the New York Rebels, you know, in an unbiased way. It's very clearly a hurdle that is significant for this club to climb. It's something that they talked about when Thierry Henry came in. You know, when they won those supporter shields, you could see how much it meant to them to win a trophy. You know, they don't want to be, you know, the Tottenham of this rivalry. Right, you know what I mean? They don't want to be that. So, yeah, I could see that happening for sure. New York Red Bull Cologne doesn't have any trophies listed on the back of the box, which is the Tottenham thing. Did you see that? The Arsenal and Tottenham had colognes. And if you flip on the back, the Arsenal one had like list of awards and it had all the trophies. And on the back of the Tottenham one, it just had a big Tottenham logo on it. No,
I did no not
award.
I did not.
It was pretty
that.
Great. So, do you see New York City FC winning the CONCACAF Champions League or a Mexican team? Here's why I think this is so difficult to sort of answer. And I think New York City Football Club did a pretty incredible job of keeping the core of the club together. For the most part, it doesn't feel like it's a completely new club, which year after year, it can feel that way in MLS, which is something that I think MLS needs to address. If it's going to be a league that competes, you know, if the schedule is not going to change from a summer schedule, then things like these big international competitions are much more meaningful than they were in the late 90s and early 2000s. Cause we stand a kind of a good chance to maybe surprise a few of these Mexican teams. You saw it with Giovinco's TFC there, or you saw it with Vela and LAFC there. We have a chance. I'm not saying we're favored, but we have a chance. So if we're going to do that, I think we're going to have to sort of address the fact that, you know, like we were at the a bunch of the trophy ceremonies. And, you know, in City Hall, you got players crying because they just found out they're leaving.
Yeah.
You know, let him celebrate at least before they find out. You know, it's difficult. And these are good players. These aren't slouches by any stretch of the imagination. So can we compete in CONCACAF Champions League? Yes. When it's not our preseason and when we finally get a chance to be able to find a tool that allows us to keep the players that we have in place so that a championship winning team doesn't have to turn around and go, all right, look, we got to get rid of a third of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In order to keep this thing going.
It's challenging. And MLS faces, different issues than some of the other teams in the other leagues that are in the competition. So, but not impossible. Look, Toronto got super close. Other teams have been in, you know, LAFC got.
You are
super
mortgaging
close.
Your future by trying to keep your players. And in fact, DJ31 said the best signing NYCFC made was not demolishing the team. And yeah, but you're looking at a lot of things that are you have to sort of make a lot of compromises to do that. And that's the belief that you can win it again. Right. You have at most a 3-year window to kind of keep your core in place.
Yeah.
And when you don't win, which goes back to the Red Bulls, when you do that, when you have that core that you keep for 3 to 4 years and you don't win in that time, you've now sort of exhausted all your ability to keep them moving forward. So you have to completely wipe the slate clean and start again.
Sure. Look, and I, you know, as far as all the teams in the CONCACAF Champions League, do NYCFC have probably the best shot given the bracket that they're in? Because they don't have to, I believe they won't have to play a Mexican team until the semifinal or something like that. So they have a pretty good shot, but it's always this. It's so early in the season. You know, will they be in form enough to compete against a Mexican team? When NYCFC played Tigres, got pretty much almost played out of the park. It was like, you know, they weren't that many. I mean, they weren't completely dominated, but they just they weren't as sharp. And you can clearly see that.
Were both in mid-season form, it may not be as uneven. But Michael Raymond, actually, if you look in the Slack, I put this in there. But Michael Raymond said a comment. He said, hey, Neymar trying to come to MLS because it fits his schedule. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this quote from Neymar. Did you see it, Christian?
I did see it, yes.
So if you go down, his quote is very simple. He said, I don't know if I'll play in Brazil again, you know. He said he has his doubts about that. If for those of you who don't remember, he was a big star for Santos before going to Europe. But he did say, I'd love to play in the U.S., actually. I'd love to play there for at least the season. First of all, the season is shorter, so I'd get 3 months vacation. He said, I joke with my friends that I'll retire when I'm 32, but that's just joke. I don't know. But then he goes on to say, I don't know if that's still in there. Yeah, here's it. Honestly, I will play until I'm mentally tired. If my mental health is okay and my body is well physically, I'll still be able to last a few years. But my mental health is the most important thing. In this article, it doesn't say, but he said if he were to play in MLS, he'd have a longer career because he gets 3 months of vacation.
Mm.
Not exactly the reason you want someone to play in your league, right?
I just
that's a first of all.
I want to work there for the PTO. Okay,
you know,
hook me up. No, I mean, look, a lot of players say stuff like this. If he ends up at MLS, cool. If not, like, whatever. We've seen he's already in France. He's already doing it to these farmers. What do we really need to see him do it? Do we need to see Neymar 1v1 against Brexit? Is this important to us? Do we really need to see this?
Yes. Yeah. For nothing if not the vibes. 100% important. I stand. If there's a chance to get Neymar in your league, I don't care how old he is, you do it.
I agree.
I mean, let's say he plays for New England Revolution or... I'd have to say Red Bulls because it's right next to the Ironbound section in Newark. I mean, it would be pandemonium.
It would be incredible. Yeah, look, no one would say no, but realistically, I think Neymar's still getting offers to play at whether it's in France, Spain, Italy, England. I think he's getting offers to, like, genuine offers to play and get minutes till he's about like 35, 36. So he would have to take significantly less money to come to
MLS. I highly disagree. No, I think you do the Beckham move. I think you give him an insane amount of money and all MLS right. And sponsors pay for part of that. I don't think he's not Shaqiri, dude. He's not.
I know that.
But yeah, he's not like, oh, whatever, we'll just let the clubs handle this one. That's when Don Garber picks up the bat phone. You feel me? Well, that's when he pulls open the burner we don't know about. And he's like, we need another one.
Okay. Look, I think the, I don't know. I mean, could they afford? I don't know. Whatever. This obviously a lot of factors in place. It would be great to see him without a doubt. But
Neymar said he'd go to Galaxy. They all go to Galaxy. I don't know. I could see him going to like Miami.
Yeah, I could see that too.
I don't know, dude. Miami. Remember, people, yeah, these Europeans and these Brazilians, they don't know. They think Miami's exactly like LA. They have no clue, you know. Beckham calls you. If Beckham or Greg Vanney picks up the phone, who you call? Who you?
I like this.
If both of those calls are coming in, who do you pick up?
Nick Red said, "I saw Neymar and the other Barca players practice at Rebel Arena a few years ago. It was crazy. Multiple fans ran onto the field to try and touch him, and Messi too." Yeah, I can see that.
I remember Neymar visited Rebel Arena when he was at Santos when he was a kid.
Okay.
I remember like the big fanfare in the Ironbound section that Santos was there. It was insane.
I mean, it would be a monumental move. Okay.
Thomas said Miami will just cook the books to get him there. Boy, them books are burnt to a crisp already. Which is
throw the financial records into a campfire, bro.
That's Yo, how much more well done you want this steak, Maji? El carbón.
Okay, a couple other things I want to talk about before we wrap up are big news in U.S. Women's soccer. Shout out to our friend Meg Linehan, who is currently severely injured. She broke her leg.
No, nursing. She's nursing an injury. She's not severely injured. Severely injured was before she went to the hospital.
Okay. She's
nursing an injury.
I said she was severely injured. Did I say she currently is severely injured? I don't know what I said.
Anyway, it kind of sounded like you were saying that.
You see it on her Twitter name there. Said left leg. She did break her leg, which is obviously very scary. But she is on the mend and getting better. So good vibes out to Meg Linehan. But this is the news. The U.S. Women's National Team and U.S. Soccer have settled and the equal pay lawsuit appeal. Players will receive $22 million contingent upon new CBA deal being ratified. So this is,
long battle.
We interviewed the producer of LFG, the HBO documentary about the equal pay, the whole equal pay lawsuit. And this is a huge, this is a huge news. This is huge news because they were fighting this for years. It led to all these think pieces, right? All these think pieces about like why these women don't deserve this money and blah,
also
blah.
Like YouTube lawyers were making videos.
Has an opinion on this stuff.
This is ridiculous.
And so essentially, U.S. Soccer and it led to Carlos Cordero resigning because of the legal argument they were making about like the women are essentially like inferior physically and blah blah blah. The fact is that U.S. Soccer was making boatloads of cash on the labor that these women were providing and the product and its popularity. They were making tons of money. So essentially, this settlement it pretty much says that any argument of like we weren't making any money or the men were blah, 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 and it's like, well, you wouldn't pay $22 million to someone you didn't owe any money to. I think it's an admission that yes, we did underpay you because we were making so much money off what you guys were doing.
So, and look, at the end of the day, here's what a credit I do want to give U.S. Soccer because Parley Cohn, what's her name? Cindy Parlow Cohn has stated that they wanted to right this issue. They wanted to correct this issue moving forward. She obviously didn't say anything that was like legally binding, but she said they wanted to fix it. And I think this is it, right? The way the lawsuit was handled previously is I think we all agree messed up. That said, the legal strategy of like, all right, look, we're going to look bad up front, but we won't lose the case. But then we can settle in the end and look like we made full agreement is essentially what happened. And look, if that means that, the women get the pay that they deserve, then I'm all happy for it at the end of the day. You got to take a couple of L's to get your win. It's no different than in sports. So they did what they had to do. Congratulations, ladies. You got at least some of the money that you definitely owed. And hopefully this sort of changes how these CBAs are handled moving forward. One of the issues that I thought was so damning for U.S. soccer was that they would constantly put them under pressure as big tournaments were coming up and almost forcing them to sign or putting them in a bad position so that they would have to sign, you know, deals that weren't, as beneficial to them at the end of the day. And people forget this. U.S. soccer is not a government function, right? Maybe it is in other countries, but here it is not. That is, they are a for-profit organization. So there are rules that they have to follow, it's like everyone else.
It is nonprofit, technically.
You know what I mean? Sorry, nonprofit, but it is a private organization.
Right.
It is a non-government function. So at the end of the day, they have rules that they have to follow, like any other 501c3, which is a nonprofit here in the U.S., just like any of them would have to follow. So putting your contractors sort of under pressure to sign contracts that don't benefit them or that give them less than what they deserve is not something that is that legally that can be upheld. So I'm glad we're at the point now where we can say, look, the women have finally gotten the money that they deserve. Maybe a new CBA is ratified. And dude, the NWSL or the new whistle, as Christian likes to call it, very clearly looks like they're in a position to benefit from a lot of the significant uptick in interest in the league. I'm wearing a Gotham FC shirt right now. There's a Women's World Cup coming up in a little less than a year, a little more than a year, I should say. It's in the summer. And there's going to be huge, huge sort of strides that's going to happen for this women's league. So to get this issue out of the way so that it's not hindering that, taking every bit of advantage of that bump and that bounce that's going to happen post-World Cup, absolute huge.
Right.
So shouts to women's soccer and shouts to the next level of players on the women's national team, because we're seeing some massive stars, including Trinity Rodman, who signed that $1.1 million deal. Only the beginning.
Yeah. Andrew Johnson said, I worry this will cost Cindy the election. That's interesting that, this seems like a something that's been long overdue, but it's the people who vote for within American soccer, U.S. soccer for the president. I wonder if they will, if there will be backlash from a
100% will
from a political sort of standpoint. But
this is where Kyle Martino failed, because he wanted to win in the court of public opinion. Yo, we don't vote, bruh.
Yeah, man.
We got to go shake some hands. Remember that guy that it got leaked that Sunil Gulati and Don Garber took to dinner on the Upper West Side?
Yeah.
He was like the head of like one of the major voting blocks in Jersey. And he was like, yeah, this girl, she seems like a good candidate. I think I'm going to vote for the girl. Normally, I wouldn't vote for the girl. I mean, just like this mush. These are the people that vote. And Carlos Cordero did the right thing of like, go out, talk to those people. And if I'm being honest, it feels like Sunil Gulati and Don Garber maybe pushed this other, I can't remember her name, but pushed her out there sort of like a Manchurian candidate, you know what I mean, to like steal all the headlines and cause people to focus on that, which allowed Carlos Cordero to go out and shake some hands and kiss some babies and make some promises to really go out and secure the vote.
Thomas said U.S. soccer is the most fractured mess of different interests. That's true. We got a big ass country, and it's hard to agree on stuff. There's a couple quotes I like.
Dude, this country is bigger than Dax's neck year one in MLS.
Yo,
that's how big this country is.
That is wide, okay?
Yo, bro, too much, bro. We need airlines to get from end to end.
I mean, now that you put it like that, I'm like, yo, this country's big.
Damn, son.
There's a couple quotes I like. This is from Megan Rapinoe. She says, we're so happy. We feel like this is a huge win, obviously contingent upon the ratification of the CBA, but it will have equal pay on everything moving forward. It's honestly kind of surreal. I feel like I need to take a step back. We've all been in the trenches of it for so long. I think I honestly don't even understand how monumental this is. And if you haven't seen the LFG, the documentary, it's on HBO Max. Go watch it. And you can really see the struggle that a lot of the U.S. women's national team players, especially Megan Rapinoe, went through to really fight for something like this. And there's a couple of interesting details. The one, going forward, the men's and the women's team will be paid equally. So that is a huge, huge step forward. The other thing is they have this is not solely for the current players. This is also for former players. So some of the former players will be able to benefit from this settlement as well. So, there's so many players who we've interviewed, whether it's 99ers, just former U.S. Women's National Team stars that are not like, you know, wealthy superstars now by any means, but they sacrifice their body and are dealing with the same, you know, long-term kind of injuries from the, you know, the sacrifice that they gave to their country and to, for them to get a little bit of, you know, money for that. That's, you know, probably what they deserved, you know, in the past, or at least a more fair wage. It's great to see. So this is, again, a very, very huge deal for women's soccer, for American soccer. And yeah, so we're excited to see it. Okay.
But no, we can't leave yet. Go look at the Slack real quick, and I want you to click on the link I sent. Someone from our chat, Lou, really just out here doing research during the show. Just a wonderful human being. Can you please pull this up? So everyone could see this.
Okay.
This is absolutely insane.
Cuckfield Town FC. Yes, they do exist. Okay.
Please click on that. We have found our new favorite club. Christian's Boyhood Club.
Okay. Official Twitter account for the mighty White Bellies.
So that's so. Can I just say?
Interesting.
Can I just say? I don't need to say anything. The White Bellies, bro. How'd it get that way? Bro.
Wow. Cuckfield.
What?
Till I die. Incredible.
Come on, you White Bellies. Is actually their hashtags, bro. No, it's actually COYWB. No.
Yes. Wow. Honestly, there's no better way to finish this show. Then come on, you White Bellies.
This is the climax.
This is the finale.
Come on, you White Bellies. No. No, it can't. It can't be this. Yo, Lou, did you make this up?
Yo, did you make this account right now and get 888 followers in just the 30 minutes since we've spoken about it?
Oh, bro, this should be 69 followers, my G. And by the way, it's followed by Football Ramble. Have you talked about this already, Football Ramble?
Come Are we on, late to the game? Bellies, bro.
Oh, my God. Dom, you got to hook us up with kids, bro.
Cuckfield Town. I want them all white. Let me know. All white.
Actually, this should be black and blue on the bottom.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Come on, you White Bellies. Oh, my God. My head is spinning.
Let's
oh
do it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Felix Blatt put money shot.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. All right, everybody. Thank you. All right. So this is, did you enjoy this? If you're watching, if you're listening, sometimes some people just like to watch, you know?
Kevin Foy is right. Jizzhorn came to Cuckfield FC.
It's a perfect marriage, okay?
Oh my God, come on, you White Bellies. No. if I wrote that, Christian would be like, could you please be a bit more mature, Alexis?
Grow up. We're never gonna get to the first division with with stuff like this.
Oh my God.
Okay. The
we couldn't have written that. Do they know? They gotta know, right?
I think that was that had to be the whole plan from day one.
I think one guy in like 1886 was like, "Hey guys, I got an idea."
This might sound a little bit crazy, but in 100 years, it's gonna be a very popular porn category,
bro. This is I'm telling you something. We're gonna have to wait a while, but when it hits, it's gonna hit.
Playing the long game here, okay, boys.
I think it's just going to revitalize our relationship.
All right.
Oh my God.
Again.
You know what that means? Hold on. Sorry. That needs one of these right here, bro. Okay. Can you hit it with a horn?
Boom. There we go.
There it is.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in here on YouTube Live. Another episode, or the first episode of the unnamed U.S. soccer show. We're trying to figure out if you have any suggestions for a name, leave it in the comments below.
FC Neo Tokyo said, if you ever see a red kit, immediately go to the doctor.
For everybody on Patreon, go. You can go on Patreon in a few minutes. You can see the pre-show that we recorded before we went live. So that'll be available. So every week, every pre-show will be available to our Patreon subscribers. So go join Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. Also, a shout out to one of our Patreon members, Ian. Ian created the shoutstous.com, which I had originally gone to our Gully Squad member join link. But now that goes to our Patreon. So you can also go to shoutstous.com and you see it above my head right there, shoutstous.com, and you can join our Patreon there as well.
We should probably update our website.
I did update it, Alexis.
Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff happens behind the scenes you're not aware of.
Bro, I'm sorry. I'm out here. Someone said, Thomas said, Cuckfield Recreation Ground definitely had a Radisson. I don't know, guys. I just feel like Cuckfield is just going to make a splash this season, you know? Come on, you white Bills.
it rolls off the tongue so well.
Okay. Oh, my God. I mean, if you let it.
Thomas says, show name, Talking Cuck. All right.
Oh, option. Bro, we got to do can we follow Cuckfield all season?
So everybody, again, thank you so much for joining us on this Cooligans 3.0, whole brand new journey. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. You know, this show, we might be at home sometimes with Nutmeg. Sometimes we might be on the road. We might be in your city filming this exact show.
Actually, the more of you that join the Patreon, the less we have to be at home with Nutmeg.
Alexis does not
so
want.
So please.
If you want.
The hashtag, no more Nutmeg.
If you don't want to hear Nutmeg on the broadcast anymore, you know what to do. Go join Patreon. So thanks, everybody. Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. Hit the like button if you haven't yet. No reason not to. It's actually, I think it's a crime in 48 states to not hit the like button. What?
FC Neo Tokyo said, Cuckfield fans would rather watch another team beat the rival than do it themselves.
That's hilarious. Look, sometimes you get more pleasure out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, for some, it's more enjoyable, you know?
So, thank you.
Sometimes I love other teams beat Tottenham. I love that. Am I a white belly? I think
the diagnosis is white belly, bro. I think you're. It's confirmed. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Seriously, we are absolutely grateful. Remember, you can always listen to the Cooligans podcast as well if you prefer to listen instead of watch, like Cuckfield Town FC. So feel free to support any way you like. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Hit the 5 stars on Spotify if you listen there as well. That's where pretty much everybody listens on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Those are our main two. So if you listen on anything else and there's an ability to review, go for it. Don't let us stop you. Okay, I think that's it. Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll leave you with a bing bong from James Sands.
Or not. Nope.
Oh, what happened to it? It's not working.
It broke.
Okay. We broke the bing bong button.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll sort it out.
Well, then we'll leave you with this. Up the cucks. Come on, you white belly.
All right. Peace, everybody.